okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Go ahead.
Fire away, guys. Hey, Austin, how's it feel to finally get drafted?
It feels great. I've been waiting all day. Just waiting my turn, so I'm just happy to be a Viking and happy to come up north.
What was the interest in trying to switch over to guard there at the Senior Bowl, and what did you think of the adjustment that you had to make at the new position?
It's just a little bit different than tackle. Tackle, you're more on an island. So guard, you kind of had to learn how to work with the center and tackle. Just kind of goes, you got to work with both people a lot of plays, and pretty much the whole being by yourself part is different. You just, there's always something you have to do now.
Would you feel comfortable playing guard at the professional level?
Yeah, I feel more than comfortable. I feel like I could play any position that that needs.
What prompted that switch? Were you told that you'd probably project as a guard in the NFL?
About half the teams told me tackle, half told me guard. So I figured since I had 27 games on film at tackle that I'd give a shot at guard.
Was it your idea, or did Coach Saban say maybe this was the best idea for you?
I kind of came up with the idea because I heard so many people asking if I've ever played guard. Almost every team asks, do you ever play guard, do you ever play center? So I kind of told my agent, hey, this is what I'm going to do. You think it's a good idea? And he said, yeah, I haven't heard it at all, so go ahead and do it.
Now, last time you played guard was like a sophomore in high school, correct?
Yes.
So have you talked to the Vikings much about guard? Where do you know if they see you as a guard?
No, they haven't said much yet. I just got the call, told me I was getting drafted, and didn't talk a lot about position.
Having Tony Boselli work you out down there at the Senior Bowl, was he helpful in trying to teach you some of the little things that you need to do to excel?
Yeah, it's always helpful to have a Hall of Famer and kind of a guy of his caliber teaching you. You kind of soak in every little thing, even if it wasn't about football, if it was about life in the NFL, about how to save money and things of that nature. He was a help in every aspect of life.
You ever been to Minnesota?
Never.
You ever
I'm
seen
excited, though.
Have you ever seen snow?
This is actually the first time this year was trained in New Jersey, so that's the first time I've seen a lot of snow.
There you go.
Now, Alabama's known for their pro-style offense. What kind of advantage does that put you at coming into the NFL?
I mean, I think it's a huge advantage. I consider Coach Saban a pro coach with a pro program. So I think that's a huge advantage because a lot of these guys play in spreads and all this other kind of offenses. So being in a pro-style offense for 5 years, I think, helps a ton.
What was your area of study for your master's?
Marketing.
Austin, the Vikings today drafted three guys that were college tackles, so basically three offensive linemen. How's that competition going to be with all these rookie offensive linemen coming in?
I'm not worried about that right now. I'm worried about myself and going in there, learning the playbook, and getting better every single day, and everything will work out in the end.
What did you learn playing behind DJ Fluker?
Just how to play. He really taught me how to play tackle. I kind of watched him and everything, every little thing he did and how to study. He was one of the hardest studiers and film watchers that we had. He was always in there trying to get better. So I think he kind of helped me off the field more and just trying to learn the playbook and get better.
Appreciate it. Congrats.
Thanks, Austin.
Hey, thanks, Austin.
All right, thanks.